הצטרפותה של הסתדרות עובדי המדינה להסכם המסגרת על השכר אושרה היום סופית. החליטו זאת המזכירות הארצית של עובדי המדינה בשיתוף ועדי העובדים וצוות המסע ומתן. הנשיא קרטר הודיע כי ישוב ינסה להעביר בקונגרס הצעה להטיל מס על נפט המופק בארצות הברית. אם יאושר המס, יתייקר גלון בנזין בכ-10 סנטים. קרטר אמר זאת היום בריאיון לעיתון לוס אנג'לס טיימס. לדעת קרטר, המס חיוני כדי להילחם בצריכה הבזבזנית של דלק, צריכה המגבירה גם את היבוא. הנשיא מקווה כי עם התחזקות הדולר, עקב הצעד הזה, יימנעו גם יצואניות הנפט הגדולות מלהעלות את מחירו. ברית המועצות מקימה שני בסיסי צוללות גדולים במזרח סיביר, ומומחי ביון מערביים בטוקיו אומרים כי הטילים הגרעיניים של המשחטות היוצאות מבסיסים אלה מסוגלים לפגוע בחופה המערבי של ארצות הברית. לדברי המקורות, מוקמים שני הבסיסים באזור ולדיווסטוק ונועדו לשמש את הצוללות הסובייטיות החדשות מדגם דלטה 2 ודלטה 3. הצוללות חמושות בטילי SSN-18. זהו טיל שהטווח של לו כ-10,000 קילומטרים והוא משוגר מן הצוללת כאשר היא שקועה כ-700 מטרים מתחת לפני המים. התחזית יהיה בהיר עד מעונן חלקית, בלילה יהיה בהיר וקר ויש חשש לקרה בעמקים. הלחות תהיה נמוכה. תשקיף לשבת בהיר עד מעונן חלקית. אלה מידות החום הצפויות הלילה ומחר. בגולן מ-4 מעלות בלילה עד 14 מחר, בערי הגליל מ-3 עד 12, בעמקים הצפוניים מ-2 עד 20, במישור החוף מ-6 עד 19, בשפלה הפנימית מ-3 עד 20, בערי יהודה ובירושלים מ-4 עד 14, בבקעת ים המלח ובערבה מ-3 עד 23, בצפון הנגב ובצפון סיני מ-6 עד 18, מפרץ אילת, מפרץ שלמה, מ-10 מעלות בלילה עד 21 מחר. ברשת ב' נשדר את המהדורה בענייני משק וכלכלה.
October war should be the last war.
No more war, no more bloodshed.
Peace is the word. And the voice of peace is the station 24 hours a day.
Drink cool refreshing water. There's nothing better for you, we say. Drink water today.
He was born in Arkansas on the 26th of February, 1932. He's the number one in country music. Today, the 16th of November, 1978, he's in Jerusalem. He is Johnny Cash.
I keep my eyes wide open all the time.
Johnny Cash way back in November 1956 as he entered the charts with I Walk the Line. Good afternoon to you. It's coming up to 8 after 6, after 5, goodness gracious, 8 after 5, and we're listening to the music of Johnny Cash this afternoon because the man himself with his two lovely daughters, Susie and Roseanne, are here in the Middle East. We're listening to Johnny's music as well.
I hardly ever sing beer drinking songs, and when they play them cheating tunes, I never sing along. I never ever sing the blues. I've forgotten Born to Lose, and I hardly ever sing beer drinking songs. I hardly ever walk the floor and cry, and I don't think I've ever said I feel like I could die. I don't ever lay awake, I never think my heart will break. I hardly ever walk the floor and cry. I hardly ever sing beer drinking songs. I can't put much feeling in saying love has all gone wrong. I don't lose no sleep at night, 'cause things with you are going right. And I hardly ever sing beer drinking songs.
This is our way of saying thank you to you for your music. It's 5:10.
Lord, if you should be looking down at little me, I'd just like to say I'm trying to stay up on the right track. But Lord, the way gets hard, temptations come, and I sure get tired. But I'm watching for you, like you told me to, and welcome back. You will see and recognize me and then take me home. When you come, well, hope you will see and recognize me and then take me home. The man you condemned to die by taking everything that he's living by and reject him from society. All God's children ain't free, no. Reject him from society. All God's children ain't free. Be happy walking any street, but all God's children ain't free. I'd have a smile for all I meet, but all God's children ain't free. I'd whistle down the road, but it wouldn't feel right. I'd hear somebody crying out at night from a sharecropper shack or penitentiary. All God's children ain't free from a sharecropper shack or penitentiary. All God's children ain't free.
You're listening to the Voice of Peace on a Thursday afternoon. We're listening to the music of Johnny Cash. Johnny, with his two daughters, Susie and Roseanne, are currently visiting Jerusalem and Tiberias, and we're listening to an hour of his music. There's a book which has been published, which is called Man in Black. It's Johnny Cash's own story in his own words, and it's published by Zondervan, and I'll be reading you the sleeve notes of that in a moment after we listen to this.
One time I went down to Jamaica to a place called Rose Hall Plantation. They grow a lot of sugar cane and tomatoes and things at Rose Hall now. It used to be just a sugar cane plantation back in the days of slavery. And they tell stories about the place and about the great house at Rose Hall that many, many years ago, there came from the country of Haiti a lady named Annie Palmer who lived in that great house there. And she was the mistress of the plantation. She was the boss. Her word was law. Well, they tell a lot of tales about Annie. They say she had three husbands. One at a time, I guess. But they also tell tales about Annie and the slaves. There were about 5,000 slaves on the plantation. She had her favorites. And she had the ones that weren't her favorites. Well, down on the sea, there are three tall palm trees waving in the breeze, and they say that maybe Annie Palmer's three husbands are buried under those palm trees. On the island of Jamaica, quite a long, long time ago, at Rose Hall Plantation, where the ocean breezes blow, lived a girl named Annie Palmer, the mistress of the place. And the slaves all lived in fear to see a frown on Annie's face. Where's your husband, Annie? Where's number two and three? Are they sleeping neath the palms beside the Caribbean Sea?
At night I hear you write, and I hear your lover's call, and I still can feel your presence round the great house at Rose Hall. Well, if you should ever go to see the great house at Rose Hall, there's expensive chairs and china and great paintings on the wall. They'll show you Annie's sitting room and the whipping post outside, but they won't let you see the room where Annie's husband's died. Where's your husband, Annie? Where's number two and three? Are they sleeping neath the palms beside the Caribbean Sea? At night I hear you write, and I hear your lover's call. I still can feel your presence round the great house at Rose Hall.
Chin of diamond, chin of diamond, chin of diamond.
Good night, may I send it? Good night, may I send it? Good night, may I let me die? So die at the wild open. Good night, may I send it?
Sigaria hati populari kan, Kartime. Sigaria hati populari kan. You can try. Time.
Well, it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, if you don't know by now. And it ain't no use to sit and wonder why, baby, it'll never do anyhow. When your rooster's a-crowing at the break of dawn, look out your window and I'll be gone. You're the reason why I'm traveling on, but don't think twice, it's all right. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, the light I never know. And it ain't no use in turning on your light, babe, I'm on the dark side of the road. But I wish there was something I could do or say to try and make you change your mind and stay. We never did too much talking anyway, but don't think twice, it's all right. Well, it ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, like you've never done before. It ain't no use in calling out my name, gal, I can't hear you anymore. I'm a-thinking and a-wondering, walking down the road. I once loved a woman, a child I'm told. I gave her my heart, but she wanted my soul. But don't think twice, it's all right. So long, honey, babe, where I'm bound, I cannot tell. But goodbye is too good a word, gal, so I just kind of say fairly well. Now I'm not saying that you treated me unkind. You could have done a lot better, but I don't mind. You just kind of wasted my precious time. But don't think twice, it's all right.
לא של מה לעשות דבר, הוא טעם. כן רבותיי, טעם שמקורו במומחיות ההכנה המיוחדת. נכון? טעם מזרחי אמיתי. טעם מעולה עם טחינה ותבלינים. רבותיי, בעל הסוד הנפלא הזה הוא חומוס. חומוס אוסם. אינסטנט חומוס אוסם מיוצר מחומרים טבעיים באיכות מעולה. ללא חומרים משמרים, ללא טעם לוואי. מחיאות כפיים לחומוס אוסם.
זה טוב, זה טוב, זה חומוס.
Our little boy came up to his mama in the kitchen this evening while she was fixing supper, and he handed her a piece of paper he had been writing on, and after wiping her hands on her apron, she read it, and this is what it said. For mowing the yard, $5. For making my own bed this week, $1. For going to the store, 50 cents. For playing with my little brother while you were shopping, 25 cents. For taking out the trash, $1. For getting a report card, $5. And for raking the yard, $2. Total amount owed, $14.75. Well, his mama looked at him standing there expectantly, and I could see the memories flashing through her mind. And so she picked up the pen, and turning the paper over, this is what she wrote. And I read it to her.
For the 9 months she carried you, growing inside her, no charge. For the nights we sat up with you, doctoring you, praying for you, no charge. For the time and the tears that you caused through the years, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of our love is no charge. For the nights filled with dread and the worries ahead, the cost of your college, no charge. For the toys, food and clothes, and for wiping your nose, there's no charge. When you add it all up, the full cost of our love is no charge. Well, when I finished reading, he had big tears in his eyes, and he looked up at his mother and he said, Mama, I sure do love you. Then he took the pen and in great big letters he wrote, Paid in Full. When you add it all up, the cost of real love is no charge.
Johnny Cash is an American tradition. His words and songs portray the very heart of America, the homes, the churches, the prisons, highways, the railroads. Rising from poverty to superstardom, this man's deep voice carries the ring of sincerity and experience. For he has risen from the depths of despair to the heights of Christian commitment. Johnny Cash.
I found him by the railroad track this morning. I could see that he was nearly dead. I knelt down beside him and I listened, just to hear the words a dying fella said. He said they let me out of prison, out in Frisco.
For 10 long years I paid for what I'd done. I was trying to get back to Louisiana to see my rose and get to know my son. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to Rose. Won't you tell him I said thanks for waiting for me? Tell my boy to help his mom at home. Tell my Rose to try to find another, 'cause it ain't right that she should live alone. Mister, here's the bag with all my money. It won't last them long the way it goes. God bless you for finding me this morning. Now don't forget to give my love to Rose. Give my love to Rose, please won't you, mister? Take her all my money, tell her buy some pretty clothes. Tell my boy that daddy's so proud of him. And don't forget to give my love to
after a while. Before we go tonight, we'll probably do it again. I kind of like it myself now. Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through. Some gal would giggle and I'd get red, and some guy'd laugh and I'd bust his head. I tell you, life ain't easy for a boy named Sue. Well, I grew up quick and I grew up mean. My fists got hard, my wits got keen. Roamed from town to town to hide my shame. But I made me a vow to the moon and stars, I'd search the honky-tonks and bars and kill that man that gave me that awful name. Well, it was Gatlinburg in mid-July, and I'd just hit town and my throat was dry. I thought I'd stop and have myself a brew. At an old saloon on a street of mud, there at a table, dealing stud, sat the dirty mangy dog that named me Sue. Well, I knew that snake was my own sweet dad from a worn-out picture that my mother'd had. And I knew that scar on his cheek and his evil eye. He was big and bent and gray and old, and I looked at him and my blood ran cold. And I said, my name is Sue. How do you do? I told him. Well, I hit him hard right between the eyes, and he went down, but to my surprise, come up with a knife and cut off a piece of my ear. But I busted a chair right across his teeth, and we crashed through the wall and into the street, kicking and a gouging in the mud and the blood and the beard.
I tell you, I fought tougher men, but I really can't remember when. He kicked like a mule and he bit like a crocodile. I heard him laugh and then I heard him cussing. He went for his gun, I pulled mine first. He stood there looking at me and I saw him smile. He said,